542 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. 510X, American State Trials. It was evident that Mr. Adams, in an attempt to curb the situation, warned the witness that if he did not desist, he would decline to have any further involvement in the case. The prisoner and his friends, alarmed by this, considered engaging other counsel. However, Mr. Adams, confident that there was sufficient evidence to secure a favorable verdict from an impartial jury, had no intention of abandoning his client. His concern was for the honor of the town, which he feared would suffer further if the witnesses were examined too closely and particularly. Such scrutiny might reveal more truth than what was directly connected to the soldiers' firing, whether by or without the captain's orders. As the trial was concluding, Judge Lind, towards the end of his charge, remarked, "Happy am I to find, after such strict examination, the conduct of the prisoner appear in so fair a light, yet I feel myself deeply affected that this affair turns out so much to the disgrace of every person concerned against him, and so much to the shame of the town in general." The jury immediately agreed on a verdict of not guilty. After his acquittal, Captain Preston retired to the castle and remained there until he sailed for England. Chandler's Criminal Trials, Volume 1, p. 31.